Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The other is 9387 Poplar next to Fresh Market in Germantown. So if you need anything jewelry related, go to my spot, Platinum Jewelers.
Nothing goes together in Memphis like Topps Barbecue and basketball, and their dining rooms are officially back open. They've been in business since 1952, and their hours are 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. with drive-thrus open until 10 p.m.
You know, my dad raised me on Topps Burgers. I know many of you Memphians the same. You know, nothing's changed since they opened in 1952. That menu's still the same. The sauce, the slaw, the beans, better than ever.
You can order online at toppsbarbecue.com.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Did you know Willis Carrier invented the modern air conditioning system in 1902? Since then, a lot has changed, but one thing that hasn't is being comfortable in your home. Choate's prides itself in creating the most comfort possible with each one of our customers' HVAC systems we install. We believe the best system on the market today is the Carrier Infinity System. This system has the ability to save up to 50% or more on your utilities compared to your existing HVAC system and is tailored to enhance your comfort with its state-of-the-art green speed technology. Right now, Carrier is offering up to 72 months, no interest financing, or rebates of up to $1,650 on a new Carrier Infinity system. Don't miss this limited time offer to have a more comfortable home and save money on your utility bills. Give us a call today at 347-8086 or visit us at choateshvac.com for more information. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer is changing the way you buy home insurance. Now you can go online, get a custom quote, and save both time and money. Learn more at progressive.com.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, with 24/7 support and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parrish Show.
I'm here. My name's Gary Parrish, speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Bennett Doyle is producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day best you can.
Well, Daddy lost most everything on horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
And I sure hope you're ready for a busy week of basketball because this is it. Final week of the regular season. Grizzlies got 5 games left in a span of 7 days. And they are projected right now by the 538 blog to be favored in four of the five games, including tonight against the stupid Pelicans inside FedEx Forum. Shorthanded and stupid Pelicans inside FedEx Forum. We'll talk Grizzlies momentarily. First, though, quickly, let me take a second. Set this afternoon's schedule for 4:20. I'm going to talk to you guys at 535-3776, 535-ESPN. Right now, the Grizzlies are projected to finish ninth in the West, which would put them in that 9-10 game, needing a win to advance to play the loser of the 7-8 game, needing a win there to actually get into the playoffs. How emotionally attached are you to this? Does it matter to you if they actually close this thing well? Or are you happy to see it go either way and just add a lottery pick? Whatever. We'll get into it in the next segment. 535-3776. When I finish that, I'll take a break, come back, do four notable stories at 444, at which point I'll discuss four previously undiscussed stories. Among them, NCAA President Mark Emmert told the New York Times this weekend that he is open to the NCAA passing name, image, and likeness rights rules before they go into effect by law in five different states, including the state of Mississippi. That's on July 1st, 2021. So we'll talk about that issue that is getting to be very complicated for the NCAA. We'll do it around 444. Canelo Alvarez defeated Billy Joe Saunders late Saturday inside AT&T Stadium in front of a crowd of 73,000. So the Mexican icon remains the pound-for-pound best fighter in the world, and the night was a reminder of, you know, how important fans are when it comes to making something feel really big and significant. The whole thing was a reminder that for all of boxing's problems, there's still nothing quite like a big fight. We'll spend a few minutes on that a little later on this hour. It was announced yesterday morning that Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit has tested positive for a banned substance, that cheating horse. Unless it's proven to be a false positive, Medina Spirit will be disqualified and Bob Baffert will be suspended. So this has really tainted that race, that horse, and Bob Baffert in general. We'll get into that story just before 5 o'clock. And it appears, Big Bet Bennett, it appears, according to TMZ, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are maybe getting back together. They were spotted in Montana this weekend looking very much like a couple.
Good.
According to TMZ. And I think if you're going to go all the way to Montana with somebody, might as well look like a couple while you're there.
Yep.
So this is exciting stuff. I'll get you updated on the very important details. We'll do it during four notable stories at 444. 5 o'clock, Jeff Coggins, just like always. Then I'll eventually do dinner to go and get on out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to, but I did want to start with your Memphis Grizzlies because this is it, Big Bet Bennett. Final week, regular season, five games in 7 days, starting tonight inside FedEx Forum. The dumb Pelicans are in town after winning in Charlotte yesterday. They will be shorthanded. Zion Williamson will not play because of a fracture in his left hand. Brandon Ingram will not play because of a left ankle sprain. Josh Hart not going to play because he's recovering from right thumb surgery. And Steven Adams is listed as doubtful because of a right first MTP sprain. So it's the second night of a back-to-back for the Pelicans, and they're without their top two scorers, three of the top six scorers, and possibly three starters, specifically the entire starting front court. So, yes, I know New Orleans has been a big problem for the Grizzlies in recent years. The Pelicans have won five straight against Memphis in seven of the past eight meetings. But tonight has to be the night that the losing streak to New Orleans is snapped. The Grizz can't possibly lose at home to a team this shorthanded on the second night of a back-to-back. Can they? Can they, Big Bet Bennett?
Oh, I think they can.
I know they can.
I know they can. Yeah, I think this Pelicans team, the one that they're fielding tonight, probably is better on paper than the Detroit team that the Grizzlies lost to last week. So, you know, maybe. But no, they should win tonight. I think it's funny, too. Like, I know no one can help the injuries and everything, but remember how, like, the whole idea was that the play-in tournament would make the NBA more exciting towards the end of the regular season? Like, all these games, it's like everyone's out. Not just this game, but, like, other games, too. It's like everyone's just kind of screeching to the end.
Well, I think both things can still be true, that the play-in, the existence of the play-in can make the final weeks of a regular season more interesting. I think they have made the final weeks of the regular season. But people are also banged up.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just in New Orleans. It's in, you know, L.A. last night. The Lakers had to play without LeBron and Kyle Kuzma.
Right.
The Wizards are in the play-in tournament as of today. They're operating without Bradley Beal. The Grizzlies have spent much of the season without Jaren Jackson Jr. Yep. Have spent past few games without Grayson. Like, this is just sort of the life in the NBA right now. People are banged up. The games are compressed. So when you have even a slight injury, you know, he might be out a week. It might be out 2 weeks. Well, how many games are you missing? 10, 11? I mean, it becomes not insignificant. And this is just sort of life in the NBA right now. But honestly, life in the NBA in most seasons. When is the last time that the playoffs were heavily impacted by injuries? Like, who got eliminated early? It was because of an injury. Who ended up going further than they would have? It's because of an injury. Who ends up winning the title? It's rooted somewhat in injuries. Like, obviously, they play a role in every sport, you know, NFL including. You know, does Kansas City really get run off the field by Tampa Bay in the Super Bowl if they don't have all those injuries to their offensive line? I mean, maybe, but I doubt it. That game probably goes down a little differently.
Yeah. No, and it's like we talked about. I know you're going to talk to the people in the next segment. Like, are they excited? Like, how invested they are in this? Like, it was interesting with that game the Grizzlies played on Saturday versus the Raptors, because that's a team that was kind of right there. Like maybe we could try this last week to get into the play-in, but they decided, you know what, we're just gonna rest, guys, and get our lottery pick.
Yeah, I mean,
we're done with this season.
The problem, like, once you're in the final week of a regular season, and if you're Toronto, you are right now, 4.5 games out of 10. Like, you're not making that up. So,
probably not.
So it's statistically possible, but wildly unlikely. And so I can understand why a team in that situation would start thinking about punting, because, even if you went out, which you won't, you know, once you're 27-41, you can't start talking about, well, if we win, our last four games to close the record. Well, you're not winning your last four games. If you were capable of winning four games in a row, you wouldn't be 27-41. So at this point, like, it is what it is. They're going to be a lottery team, and they've got some big decisions to make there about Kyle Lowry, about Masai Ujiri, about, like, front office stuff, personnel stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They look like they are perfectly positioned for it's time to hit reset on this thing. Washington still scrapping, even without Bradley Beal, to try to get into the play-in tournament. So I think the play-in tournament has made this more exciting. It's more interesting from my perspective. Like, think about right now, if you were a Grizzlies fan and the playoff tournament did not exist. I mean, I guess it would be exciting because you'd still be chasing the Warriors for that 8th spot, but you'd have no chance to really be better than that. I mean, you would be finishing 8th or not and playing the 1 seed or not. Right now, there's a lot of stuff that can happen in between there. You can actually, host a play-in game as opposed to just be on the road for the first couple of games of a first-round playoff series. You can play maybe 2 games before the playoffs even start. So there's just a lot more going on. And anytime there's a lot more going on, I actually find that more interesting. So I'm in favor of the play-in tournament. I'm looking forward to watching this week unfold. If you're a Grizz fan, I know they've been uneven in recent weeks, sort of hovering around 500 for the better part of a month now. You know, they get a game or two above it, then go a game or two below it, then get back to 500, then drop back below 500, go a game up, drop back. You know, it's been they haven't really been able to get any sort of consistency going, and that makes this week hard to predict. Because in theory, you know, as I told you, they are going to be favored in 4 of the 5 games they play, at least according to the 538 blog as of this moment. But, you know, they were favored against Orlando. They were favored against Detroit. You know, they have lost lots of games where they were significant favorites this season and in recent weeks. So this is not one where you start counting your chickens before they hatch, if you will, counting your wins before they're actually wins. But when you compare the Grizzlies' schedule to the Spurs schedule, and take into consideration that right now the Grizz are 2 games ahead of the Spurs,
I think dropping to 10 is really unlikely.
I do too.
Dropping out is not impossible, but seems close to it. And getting to 8th is very much still in the cards. And that might actually just come down to that Sunday afternoon game in San Francisco against the Warriors. For what it's worth, I've referenced the 538 blog a couple of times already. At this moment, the Grizzlies are projected to finish 9th, but with a tied record with Golden State, but the loss next Sunday creating that tie, the perceived loss, presumed loss on Sunday, creating the tie record of 37-35, at which point the Warriors would have the tiebreaker over the Grizzlies. They would finish 8th. The Grizzlies would finish 9th at 37-35. That is what the 538 blog has right now. The Grizzlies going 3-2 this week and finishing 37-35. So what's important here, I think, is to either outdo that in the next 4 games. In other words, instead of going 3-1 in the next 4, which is what 538 projects right now, even if they'll be favored in every individual game, still projects them to lose one of those games. If you could go 4-0 in the next 4 instead of 3-1, then you could maybe lose on Sunday at Golden State and still be the 8th seed.
Yeah.
But if you only go 3-1 or worse in these next 4 games, you're probably going to have to win in San Francisco on Sunday to be the 8th seed. Either way, 8th is still very much in play, whereas I don't think 7 is in play anymore realistically, and I don't think 10 is in play realistically. Now, the Grizzlies are going to be the 8 or the 9, and there is a realistic path to 8, which, again, for the millionth time, you cannot overstate how big that is. Not a big difference between 6-5 or 5-4 or 4-3 or even 2-1. But the difference between 9-8 would be this. Let's assume the Lakers finish 7th, and the Spurs rather finish 10th. If the Grizzlies are 8th, then your first game next week would be a play-in game in Staples Center against the Lakers. You win it, woohoo, you're the 7th seed.
Yeah.
You lose it, which would be the likely outcome. You come back to FedEx Forum, and you would play the winner of a Warriors-Spurs game inside your home building, downtown Memphis. Winner of that would be the 8th seed. That's the advantage of being finishing 8th in the West. You get 2 games to win 1. If you drop to 9th, and it really could come down to the tiebreaker or just one of these stupid games in the coming days, you drop down to 9. Now you're playing the Spurs inside FedEx Forum. You lose that, you're in the lottery. Everything, that's it. Year 2 of John Morant, it's over.
Yeah.
You beat the Spurs inside FedEx Forum, then you have to go play either the Lakers or the Warriors on the road. And then you have to win that game as well. So you want to win, you can either win 2 before you lose 0. That's what happens if you finish 9th. Or you can win 1 before you lose 2. That's what happens if you finish 8th. So you cannot overstate, if you are actually passionate about getting to the playoffs, you can't overstate how significant it is to finish 8th instead of 9th. So that's the goal starting tonight. The Pelicans are shorthanded. They're on the second day of a back-to-back. You are a 9.5-point favorite right now.
Yeah.
Go win the game.
You've got to. And you look at the rest of the week, man. Like, they can lose to anybody. We know that at this point.
Yep.
But every one of these teams they're playing this week, minus the Warriors the last game, is likely going to be shorthanded. They Mavericks might not have Kristaps Porzingis tomorrow. And then the Kings are dealing with that contact tracing issue. They might not have De'Aaron Fox for both of those games back-to-back. So you could really catch some breaks this week if you just take advantage.
You get shorthanded New Orleans tonight, possibly shorthanded Dallas tomorrow. The Kings are the Kings. Like, you should be able to beat them.
Beat them anyways, but you've had so many problems with them for whatever reason.
You're at home against an inferior team in the final week of the regular season. Just win the stupid
games.
Just
do it, yep.
And then there's a scenario where you go to Golden State and you can actually afford to lose and still be in 8th.
That would be awesome.
That would be ideal. To go into next Sunday already with 8th locked up. But the more likely scenario is one way or another, the Warriors and the Grizzlies are playing Sunday, and the winner of that game will be the eighth. Will finish eighth, and the loser of that game will finish ninth.
Yep. And they also catch a huge break tonight. Utah is going to be without Mike Conley and Donovan Mitchell, so right. The Warriors are catching a big break tonight.
Right. But they could still lose that game.
They could.
They could still lose that game.
Utah's really good, yep.
Obviously, anytime you're playing Utah without those two guys, that's better than the alternative. 535-3776 is the number, 535-ESPN. How emotionally attached are you guys, Grizzlies fans, to actually making the playoffs? I know coming into the season, the prevailing thought, I think, was, hey, we just want to see development from Ja Morant. We want to see Jaren Jackson Jr. back on the court. We want to see what Justice Winslow looks like with these guys. We want to see Desmond Bane be useful in a way that makes him a quality first-round pick. We want to see Xavier Tillman be useful in a way that suggests, oh, man, they really hit on another one outside of the first round. In the preseason, heading into the season, a lot of the talk was, if things just develop the right way, I don't really care whether they're in the playoffs or not. They can take a step back before they start taking a real step forward. And let's be honest about the development stuff. It ain't all been great. The Justice Winslow thing hasn't been great. It took Jaren Jackson longer than most expected to get back onto the court. He started exactly one game this season, and that was over the weekend. Ja Morant has certainly had his moments, but it's been a bit of a step backwards in terms of three-point shooting and consistency. So all of the development stuff we talked about hasn't been exactly what we would have hoped for. But either way, my point is, I don't know that is the prevailing thought anymore. I think once you're projected to be in the play-in at the very least, with a real shot to be, you know, finishing eighth in the West with only five games left in the regular season, I do believe it would be disappointing if, you know, they don't finish in the top eight. I do believe it'll be somewhat disappointing if they're not actually in a seven-game playoff series. I'm emotionally involved. I want this thing to finish on a high note so that you can have real momentum heading into year three as opposed to more questions heading into year three. I want Ja Morant's second season to end up in a seven-game playoff series against, I don't care, Utah, Phoenix, whatever. So I would like to see them close this out, this final week of the regular season, on a positive note. I'll be disappointed if they do not. I'll talk to you guys about it next. 535-3776. Listen to the Gary Parrish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Some things are just true, like your local GEICO agent could save you hundreds. And also, you should never sneak up on a beekeeper.
Hey, beekeeper!
What the? Oh my gosh, my bees! Oh no, they're headed right for the balloon factory.
Your local GEICO agent could help you save 15% or more. It's just true.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in security.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my wife, my mother, my children all go to the dentist. And what makes the Smile Center so great is that you don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see family. The Smile Center, of course, it is Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place. It's at 1941 South Germantown Road. And I'm thrilled to let you know that Dr. Mady and his entire clinical staff have been vaccinated. So the Smile Center really might be the safest place in America. Good news! Smile Center is currently accepting new patients. And for those who have lost dental coverage, March due to COVID-19? The Smile Center has insurance plans available for you and your family. You can get more information by calling 901-309-1333. And if you're interested in improving your smile via the Zoom whitening process, you can get $100 off for a limited time just by mentioning the Gary Parrish Show. I trust Dr. Mehta with my family. You can do the same. It's the Smile Center at 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center on the web, SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Why so serious? So raise your glass if you are wrong. Get all the right ways on the
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
All right, is that a Q2 or a Q3 expense?
Dwayne's CPA went MIA. W9. To keep his books and his sanity, he needs to find a replacement ASAP.
Hey, Johnny, have you ever heard of a fungible good?
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Brought to you by Capital One Shopping. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Capital One Shopping, what's in your wallet? Savings and available coupons vary.
For more than 15 years, Opox AC and Heating Services has been keeping the Mid-South
cool in the summer,
warm in the winter.
Opox is currently offering a furnace for half price with the purchase of a high-efficiency AC unit, a 10-year warranty on all parts and labor, and financing available as low as 0% for 3 years or 36 months. For fast and professional 24-hour heating and cooling services, count on Opox. Call 901-443-5153 or visit opox.com.
So what is one thing everybody needs? It's Wi-Fi that can keep up. And that's why Xfinity gives you Wi-Fi speed faster than a gig to power a house full of devices. It's the fastest Wi-Fi you can get, and it's only from Xfinity. Can your internet do that? Learn about gig Wi-Fi and other fast speed options. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $25 a month for 12 months with a 1-year agreement. Plus, ask about speed 2 times faster than AT&T. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay, ends 5/20/21. Restrictions apply. New performance starter internet customers, 50 megabits per second only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Gig speed Wi-Fi requires gigabit internet and compatible X-Fi gateway. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Stretch my hands to you.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live the life right. People really know you push your buttons like typewriter. This is like a movie, but it's really very lifelike. Every single
with 5 games to go in the regular season, going to be played over the next 7 days. 4 at home, 1 on the road. The Grizzlies are 34-33. Half game back of the Golden State Warriors, 8th in the West. 2 games ahead of the Spurs. They're alone 9th in the West. Spurs sitting at 10th, a game and a half above New Orleans, which is 31-37 and very shorthanded heading into tonight's game against the Grizzlies inside FedEx Forum. My question for you guys at 535-3776-535-ESPN, how invested are you in this actually finishing properly? In the preseason, I think the prevailing thought was, hey, playoffs, no playoffs. As long as the Grizzlies, you know, individual young pieces develop in a way that continues to establish reasons to be excited about the bright, bright future, everything's cool. And I was sort of on board with that, you know, back in November and December when the Grizzlies were picked to finish near the bottom of the Western Conference. But as we sit here in the final week of the regular season, the Grizzlies are alone in 9th, just a half game out of 8th, and very much in contention to not just make the play-in tournament, that seems very likely, but to maybe make the actual playoffs, which if it isn't likely, it is certainly realistic and possible. So that's the question. Do you care how this ends up more than you thought you would when we talked about it back in December? I do. 535-3776. We'll start with CD in Midtown. CD, it's Gary. What's up?
Gary, good afternoon. I am invested in this team, and I hope they do not have to play the Lakers in the play-in game. I submit they can beat Golden State or San Antonio. Depends on the situation based on the playoff format.
I would actually love for them to play the Lakers in the play-in. I appreciate you calling, CD. And here's why. There's only two ways they could play the Lakers. One is, as long as we're assuming the Lakers finish seventh, there's only two ways you can play the Lakers. It's you finish eighth, and you play them inside Staples Center, and then even if you lose it, you get to come back home and host a game against, you know, presumably under this set of circumstances, the Warriors and Spurs. Or the only other way you could play the Lakers, again, under the assumption that the Lakers finish seventh, it would be that you finish ninth or tenth, and you actually win that game. And then the Warriors beat the Lakers in that first play-in game, at which point you would be going to Staples Center to play the Lakers in a winner-is-in, loser-is-out situation. I understand they would be underdogs as long as LeBron James and Anthony Davis are healthy. And the reports coming out today about LeBron's ankle are very, very good. Like, he's tested it a lot over the past couple of days, hard cuts, getting off the floor, and has had no real issues. Like, feels pretty good, all things considered. So that's at least encouraging if you're a LeBron fan or a Lakers fan or a fan of the NBA in general. But there would be something cool about being on that big stage against the Lakers and LeBron. Too. You know, for a franchise that doesn't get the national exposure the fans want, for a franchise that isn't on national TV as much as the fans want, you know, playing an elimination game against LeBron James and the Lakers, that would be the biggest stage the Grizzlies have been on in years. And so I don't know that it would turn out well, but I would love for it to happen just because the experience of the whole thing would be fun. To me, that's, you know, when you're rooting for a team that's not equipped at this moment to actually compete for the championship, I don't know that you start rooting for the easiest road or the path of least resistance. I mean, you can, but either way, here's the truth. No matter who the Grizzlies play in the play-in tournament, no matter where the Grizzlies finish in the play-in tournament, they are unlikely to win a playoff series. They're just probably not going to advance in the bracket. Now, if you were talking about you're the one or the two seed, you would be trying to look for what is the easiest path possible to get to the Western Conference Finals or the NBA Finals. With the Grizzlies, I'm just looking for the experience. Like, what would be the coolest thing that the Grizzlies could find themselves doing next week?
Anything but the Spurs.
Anything but the Spurs.
Right.
Like, if you're playing the Lakers or the Warriors in an elimination game, you're playing LeBron or Steph in an elimination game. And that is a massive stage because I know Jokic is about to win the MVP and Giannis is the two-time and reigning MVP. But who are the two biggest stars in the NBA? It's probably LeBron James and Steph Curry.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, that's probably the two biggest stars in the NBA. And you could find yourself in an elimination game against one of them. Like, that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I want this thing to finish the right way this week. I'm not promising you that it will end well once the regular season is over, that the play-in tournament will go well, that the playoffs will go well. But I can promise you it would be fun to wake up one day next week and go, Grizzlies-Lakers elimination game tonight. Grizzlies-Warriors elimination game tonight. That would be a fun way to spend a day. You're talking about it, thinking about it, and then the game goes off, and it goes off however it goes off. But so much about being a sports fan is looking forward to those types of experiences. My favorite thing about when the Grizzlies made the playoffs year after year after year with the Core Four and would host playoff games, my favorite thing wasn't necessarily the game. I don't remember much about the games. Like, sometimes I'll be listening to other people talk about it, and they'll say things like, well, you remember in that series against the Thunder in game two. And I'm like, no, I don't remember that. I was there, but I don't recall details of games like that. You know what I remember about those times? I remember what it was like on Bill Street 2 hours before the game.
Mm-hmm.
I remember what it was like on the Plaza 45 minutes before the game. I remember growl towels. I remember starting lineups. I remember fireworks. Those experiences are worth something. And so having them next week and then hopefully having them the following week in an actual playoff situation, that's good stuff. That's what being a sports fan's about. So I do care, you know, how this thing finishes. I didn't think I would back in November, December when we talked about it. But now that we're here and it's all very grabbable, you know, go grab it. Let's go to Jawa downtown. Jawa, it's Gary. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm so invested. I'm so invested because I feel like our next move is like a sixth or a seventh, maybe a fifth seed next year. So I believe we need to make it. And look, I'm a Lakers fan. So do I want us to play the Lakers? Of course.
Right.
Ooh, I want to play the Spurs. I want to see that boring team. I would love to play Steph. But, yeah, I think for the city's sake, like, you know, the Tigers didn't make the NCAA. We need, for the city, we need the Grizzlies to make the play-in tournament. I want to ask you one question.
Sure.
What you thought about Musk on SNL? What you thought?
I thought there were moments that were fine. I didn't find him funny enough to be the host of a show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, in fairness to him, he's not an actor. He's not a comedian. He's just a super smart bazillionaire, like the second or third wealthiest person on the planet. But I found myself, in fairness, I recorded it because I was watching the Canelo fight, and I wanted to watch the fight live. And then I went back and, you know, as soon as the fight was over, I watched SNL, and I found it just okay.
It was boring.
It was, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. And
I was intrigued. I think everyone was, right?
I was intrigued, but sometimes non-comedians, non-actors are funny anyway, and you go, oh, wow, this person can actually do this, what he's being asked to do, or she's being asked to do, because they're naturally funny even if they're not a comedian. He doesn't strike me as naturally funny. He strikes me as super interesting and obviously incredibly successful. But I didn't need him hosting SNL. I gave it a shot.
Yeah.
I just think I thought it missed a little bit. Let's go to Smitty. Smitty, what's up?
Man, you're what's up. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there, brother. You all right?
Man, I'm always good.
That's good to hear.
I'm not, you know, I'm invested in the Grizzlies, literally invested when I bet on them last year. Jaren Jackson got hurt in the bubble, so, you know, I'm your basic mush here.
Sure.
So, you know, I hope they do good. I hope they do good more than anything just because I got kids, and you know what? They ain't never seen the Tigers win, ain't never seen the Grizzlies win. My oldest is 8, my youngest is 6. They just, you know, kind of in this limbo of why the hell is dad watching these games?
I mean, that's the thing, is that we are going on a stretch of, like, non-NCAA tournaments and non-playoffs where, you know, kids today don't know what some kids today don't know what successful, high-level, great basketball looks like.
He is right. We are raising a generation of losers.
My little guy, like, you know, he's familiar with the players. Like, he can recognize Ja Morant, and, you know, he loves DeAnthony Melton. But he never, you know, I haven't been able to take him to a playoff game.
Me, oh, man.
I haven't been able to take, so 2014 is the last time the Tigers were in the NCAA tournament. So my two young sons have never seen great Tiger basketball, and even if my middle guy was alive when the last time the Grizzlies were in the playoffs, he doesn't have any recollection
right.
of that. So, yeah, like, let's create some real moments next week. To me, the most fun thing.
We can't let these kids grow up like this. He's right.
We can't let our kids grow up like this.
No.
The most fun thing that could happen over the final week of the regular season and to set up the play-in tournament would be the Grizzlies finish 8th, the Warriors slip to 9th. The Lakers remain in 7th. I'm not talking about best for the Grizzlies. I'm saying most fun.
Agreed.
Because then, next week, Grizzlies at Lakers, inside Staples, in the 7-8 game.
Mm-hmm. That's the big one.
And if you win it, boom, you just push LeBron James to an elimination game.
Right.
So that's and you are the seventh seed.
That's a great season right there.
If you don't win that game, you come back home. And again, I'm creating the most fun thing we can have. You come back home, and Steph has just put 50 on the Spurs in a 9-10 game. And now it's Grizzlies, Warriors inside FedEx Forum, Steph Curry in town, elimination game. Winner is the eighth seed. Loser goes to the lottery. I mean, you could have two games next week, one against LeBron, one against Steph. That'd be great.
That would be awesome. Yes.
So I wouldn't, like, once if they – so what I want is them to finish seventh – I mean, finish eighth for the reason I just laid out. And then if they go to L.A., of course you want them to win that game. Put LeBron in an elimination game and secure the seventh seed. But even if they don't win that game, you're still guaranteed another game at home, and it could be against Steph Curry. That's awesome. That's a great way to spend a week.
Yeah.
That's the way I want to spend the week. Let's go to Hank. Hank, what's up?
How's it going, GP?
I'm hanging in there, brother. You all right?
Doing pretty good. Glad to hear the voice is a little better.
It's a little better. It's not exactly where it needs to be, or where I thought it would be, but it is. I think it's noticeably better, even if it's noticeably still not right.
Yeah, well, I'm fully invested, and I feel real confident about the eight because of Golden State's schedule that they have left, and these four games in five nights, they're all at home. There's no travel. So they're sleeping in their beds, and I'm not so sure that the Lakers might want to try LeBron these last three or four games because he came back in, the second game? He hurt the ankle again?
Well, yeah, the stories out of L.A. today are that LeBron is, you know, missed the past couple of games and tested the ankle, and that he feels better now than he felt before he came back last time, and that there's a great chance he will return tomorrow night against the Knicks inside Staples Center, which is a TNT game, which would be awesome for TNT to have LeBron's return against the big market Knicks, who have been playing at a really high level, you know, in recent weeks. That's about as good as you can do for, you know, a late night, you know, second game of a doubleheader on Tuesday night if you're TNT.
Good TV ratings.
It should be. You know, I know NBA ratings have been down noticeably to a concerning level, but I bet you Lakers-Knicks tomorrow night on TNT with LeBron in the lineup, would be a pretty good draw.
Well, I hope Friday's night game actually matters because I spent $700 for four floor tickets that game about 2 months ago. So I hope that game matters and they play everybody.
And that'll be the Kings Friday night.
The Kings.
All right. Well, all right, big money Hank.
Let's go.
Okay, Hank.
Y'all have a good one.
All right, brother. I'll see you. $700 for four floor seats. Let's go.
I'll come say what's up to you, Hank. I am looking at this schedule because he just brought it up. Like, dude, how did the Warriors pull off getting six home games to finish off the season? That's BS.
Well, I think I'm sure it balances out
man.
The way it's supposed to balance out. But yeah, I mean, now tonight they've got Utah, and then they've got Phoenix.
That's the one right there. Is because if they win that one, then I think you're in trouble because if. Let's say we beat the Pelicans tonight, then you're looking at a situation on Friday where they're likely playing a Pelicans team that has nothing to play for at all.
Now, keep in mind, you'd be getting the Suns coming off of that awful loss last night to the Lakers. So that might have snapped them back into focus.
Right.
You know, like, all right, we're not going to lose two in a row.
Right. So that's a big one on Tuesday.
Okay. And tonight, I know that Utah is shorthanded, but the Jazz are still two-point favorites. Over the Warriors
really?
Tonight.
Man.
The Jazz are still two-point favorites over the Warriors tonight.
I mean, Bogdanovich did almost drop 50
right
the other night. So, yeah, they can win without Donovan.
So, you know, the Grizzlies, you know, the Warriors are going to be underdogs in their next two games.
Mm-hmm.
And the Grizzlies are going to be favorites in their next two games. And so this thing could flip around by the end of tomorrow. I mean, it could flip around tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the Grizzlies win and the Warriors lose. Grizzlies would be a half game ahead of the Warriors, but the Grizzlies could, you know, theoretically have a 1.5 game lead over the Warriors. Very realistically, have a 1.5 game lead over the Warriors after tomorrow night. Grizzlies get the Mavericks inside FedEx Forum, and the Warriors will be hosting the Suns. But again, the Suns will have Chris Paul, Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton. They'll be off of a rest day. and they'll be coming off of a loss to the Lakers that might motivate them to try to, you know, not lose back-to-back games. So the whole thing's going to be fun. Like, I'm looking forward to this week. A lot of basketball, but not just basketball. Meaningful basketball. You can, you know, scoreboard watch all over the league because there's going to be things happening every night this week that plays a crucial role in whether the Grizzlies finish, you know, eighth or ninth. And I do think it'll be eighth or ninth. And the way next week unfolds is going to be dictated, determined by the way this week unfolds. And there's a at least realistic possibility that it could be real, real fun. The Grizzlies could be playing postseason games next week against LeBron James, Steph Curry, possibly both. We come back, NCAA President Mark Emmert told the New York Times this weekend that the NCAA might try to pass meaningful name, image, and likeness rules in advance of July 1st so they can at least try to get out in front of these state laws that are scheduled to go into effect. You know, talk about too little, too late. That's where we are right now. But, you know, the clock is ticking, and this is becoming a complicated situation for the NCAA. I'll walk you through it next. You listen to the Gary Parrish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Score a major payday this May with BetMGM. It's the best time to sign up for the King of Sportsbooks because they're giving new customers a shot at an easy $100. Register using code WRIGHT100, W-R-I-G-H-T, and you can win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on either the Grizzlies or the Pelicans, and if either team hits a three, you win regardless of your bet's outcome. Whether you're raising the stakes on the basketball or the hockey playoffs, or you're just wagering on your favorite baseball team, BetMGM is always ready for action. Enjoy innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code WRIGHT100, WRIGHT100, to win $100 when you bet $1 on either the Grizzlies or the Pelicans and either team hits a three. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older. Must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem with gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Hey, I'm Brian. As an aspiring baker, I've got a lot of secret ingredients. But my best one yet? Metro by T-Mobile. Metro gave me and the family high-speed data for only $25 a line for 4 lines and covered the switching fees. Plus, they threw in 4 free Galaxy phones just for switching. Now we can post pictures of my latest bakes and get out the word so the whole town knows I'm whipping up something sweet. How's that for stretching some serious dough?
You work hard for your money. With Metro by T-Mobile, it goes further. This tax season, there's zero fees to switch. Right now, enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines with taxes and fees included. Plus 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless.
I'm Brian, and that's how I rule my day with Metro by T-Mobile.
All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in price. 0 fee on select phones. Limit 1 free phone per line with port. Exclude sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See Metro by T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
I have a very honest golf instructor. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark Spensdorf Realtors. My instructor is Marty Fulton, a PGA Life member whom you may remember from Plantation, Whispering Woods, or Holiday Golf Club. When I asked him what I might do to improve my game, Marty, what did you tell me?
Sheldon, I told you to get your clubs together, put them in your car, then take them to the nearest lake and toss them in.
Great, Marty. You're a big help.
Sheldon, you're far better at selling homes than you'll ever be at golf. That's why people often say when you want the job done, call Sheldon.
Thanks, Marty. And if you or someone you know is thinking about selling their home, you should talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers and make sure that I am one of them. Find out the difference in what they do in my highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shellbucks option. You or they can reach me at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. That's Sheldon Rosengarten at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Death gun on the car dealer. Just bought a demon, I'm screaming about the car dealer. The last temptation of Mike, but I'm a car ticker. Tell me as a bob that the guard don't need a job. And if I did, the oligarchs would be missing, murdered, and wrong. This is Bonaparte, and he paid with Tucson. And they went on a world conquest, tag your Bonaparte. Michael remained murderous, but still virtuous. Wait to kill the petty, you found out the church services. Not a holy man, but a moral in my perverseness. So I support the sex workers unionizing their services.
New Amsterdam Vodka, it's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it is so smooth, you can drink it straight. It really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. I promise. Hand over my heart. And the reason that's what I buy is because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. Makes no sense to spend extra money on a bottle of vodka when you've got a quality vodka that's reasonably priced like New Amsterdam vodka. How reasonably priced is it? You can get the big bottles in most liquor stores in the Memphis area for less than $20 a bottle. And if you're into flavored vodkas, remember, New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon, lemon, coconut, orange, peach, pineapple. The list is long. And remember, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're in a gluten-free diet for any reason, that's the vodka for you. It's got a brown label on it. If your favorite store doesn't carry it, ask them to get it for you. They can get it for you. It's New Amsterdam Vodka. Next time you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store, ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka, pour your soul out on the web. NewAmsterdamSpirits.com. Jeff Coggins going to be here a little after 5 o'clock, but right now, got 4 stories I'd like to discuss.
4 notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's 4 notable stories at 4:44. Story number 1.
NCAA President Mark Emmert told the New York Times this weekend that he recommends the association's board members approve new rules allowing athletes to make money from their name, image, and likeness rights this summer. So this comes as this conversation has come to the forefront of college athletics. You know, it's always seemed like a long ways off when these bills were being written.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to go into effect in July 2021. It's like, oh, well, that's – well, now it's here. And the NCAA still doesn't have any rules, or at least any modernized rules, when it comes to name, image, and likeness rights. So with 5 states, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, and New Mexico, set to – have new laws on the books July 1st that will allow student athletes in those states to profit off of their name, image, and likeness. Now, finally, Mark Emmert's like, you know, we really need to do something about this.
Right.
I mean, it's just such an embarrassing situation.
Uh-huh.
Because only people who don't follow this stuff closely fall for it. Like, he says things like, and it all sounds good if you don't know anything, but it only sounds good if you don't know anything. Like, Mark Emmert, he'll say things like, well, you know, we've been working on this for years. What have you been doing? What have you been? It's this isn't something you have to work on for years. Just make a rule. Modernize your rules. Well, you know, what we really have been doing is waiting on Congress to pass a national law before we make our rules. Why? You don't have to. Do you wait on Congress to make your other rules? Like, you've got a rule book that's got 400-some pages
right,
in it.
Right,
do you wait on Congress on all those? Don't ever get tricked. The NCAA makes its own rules. I don't care how many times you hear the NCAA president say, well, we need Congress to do this for us. I don't care how many times you hear him say it. It's a lie every time. He does not need Congress to do this for the NCAA. What he has done
is consistently said that, A, because he wants Congress to pass a national law that stops short of where some of these state laws are and then supersedes all of the state laws so that the NCAA can then write its own laws just inside the law. That's what he wants. But that doesn't mean that he has to wait or the NCAA has to wait on Congress. That has always been a lie. It's never been true. The only reason the NCAA doesn't have any name, image, and likeness modernized rules right now is because the NCAA doesn't want to, because they kept hoping and hoping that this would all go away. Don't ever forget, like, this started with California signing a bill. California was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And the NCAA kept begging them, please don't do this. We promise we're going to do something. Just please don't do this. We promise we'll get some new rules on the books. Just please don't do this. Just please give us time. And finally, Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, said, you know what? We've been listening to you talk about you're going to do this for years, and you don't do anything. It's like if you got children and you're saying, hey, I need you to clean up your room by the end of tomorrow. And they say, okay, yeah, I'll do it. And you walk back in the room tomorrow. It's like, hey, you still haven't gotten to this room. Yeah, I'll do it by the end of the week. You get back at the end of the week, and they're like, yeah, well, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this week for sure. At some point, like, you're not doing it. You're putting it off. And so, you know, now let's stop operating like we're waiting on you, and let's just take it into our own hands. It's a possibly poor analogy, but you get the point. Listening to the NCAA's words is the first mistake anybody can make. Just watch what they do. This is something Jay Billis has been harping on lately. Don't listen to what they say. Watch what they do. And what have they done on name, image, and likeness? Nothing. Nothing. So now they've got a situation where in less than 2 months, it will be legal for the quarterback at Ole Miss or the running back at Mississippi State or the wide receiver at Southern Miss. It will be legal for them to accept money in exchange for their name, image, and likeness. Like if a car dealership in Starkville wants to put the Mississippi State running back on a billboard for $100,000, that is going to be legal. And technically, there's nothing the NCAA can do about it. Now, they can try to fight it in court.
That's what I was going to say. What are they going to try to do? Because they're going to try to do something if nothing happens here, right?
The thought has been they will try to fight it in court.
Like take these players to court?
Well, like
for doing this.
There is a thought. The way most of the laws are written is that the NCAA is not even a part of it. The way most of the rules are written, like the laws are written like this. On July 1st, 2020, a student athlete in Florida can accept compensation for his name, image, and likeness rights. It is then illegal for the University of Florida to punish that player for doing it.
Right. Okay.
So the question becomes, what if the NCAA punishes Florida and says, Florida, you have an ineligible player. You can't play this player. And then Florida says, okay, then we're going to sit this player down. Well, now the University of Florida is in violation of Florida law because they're punishing a player based on something the player did that is legal. The other side of it would be the NCAA says, Florida, you've got an ineligible player. And Florida says, we can't do anything about this.
Right.
This is the law. Will the NCAA really say, well, then Florida, you're ineligible for the college football playoff. You're ineligible for the NCAA tournament. Like, this is how it gets complicated.
Mm-hmm.
What they don't want is an entire country playing by different rules. If you go to school in Mississippi, you're allowed to do this. You go to school in Tennessee, you're allowed to do this. Go to school in California, you're allowed to do this. Go to school in New York, you're allowed to do this. That is the NCAA's biggest nightmare. But that is where we're at right now. That's what is about to happen. And so the question becomes, what does the NCAA do about it? Is it nothing and then try to fight it in court? Is it nothing and then it's just the wild, wild west until all states get their own laws? Or is it try to get name, image, and likeness rules on the books in advance of July or shortly thereafter so that they can try to create a system where everybody is mostly operating under the same rules? Right now, Mark Emmert, the president, says he wants to do the latter. He wants to get name, image, and likeness rights on the books in advance of July or shortly thereafter July. But this is a man who consistently says he wants to do things that never get done. So, as always, we'll see.
Story number two.
Canelo Alvarez won again on Saturday night in eightside AT&T Stadium down in Arlington, Texas. Beat Billy Joe Saunders. Fun fight. I don't know if you got to watch it.
I didn't, but I watched all the highlights and stuff.
Fun fight. Like, it was closer than I think most people thought it would be. Like, there were some people, Chris Mannix, who we had on the show last week, who had Billy Joe Saunders, like, very much in the fight.
Mm-hmm.
And then Canelo caught him in the eighth round and, like, just busted his eye.
Yeah.
And then his corner wouldn't let him off the stool. At that point, Canelo had figured him out, and it was just a matter of time. Like, there was a quote from a trainer last week who said, the thing about Canelo is, if you're going to get him, you better get him early, because once he figures you out, at this point in his career, very much in his prime, once he figures you out, that's a wrap. And he had figured out Billy Joe Saunders. Had struggled somewhat in the middle rounds, but had figured him out. And so it's just a matter of time at that point. But from the corner's perspective, it was like your eye is – like, actually, like, there were fractures. Mm-hmm. You had to go to the hospital. And you're not going to win this fight now. And we can only do long-term damage to your eye. So let's just wrap it up. They refused to get off the stool. That's the fight. Canelo Alvarez, best pound-for-pound fighter in the world, wins again. He still has not lost since 2013. And that was when he lost to Floyd Mayweather, when he was probably just a little too inexperienced to take that fight. The most fun thing about Saturday night was just the whole scene. Big time fight. Canelo against an undefeated fighter. 73,000 people. And I know there was some folks who were uncomfortable with putting 73,000 people indoors at AT&T Stadium. And I get it. I honestly do get it. But, like, I'm at the point where I've almost, like, this is